That is today's news from National Health Executive on Thursday, the 7th of March, 2024. Today saw the launch of the latest NHS staff survey results. Over 707,000 staff completed the survey, which is significantly higher than the 636,000 that did so in 2022. Some of the key statistics include that 29% of staff said they often think about leaving the NHS. This is down from 32% last year and 31% in 2021. This comes at around 30% report being burnt out, which compares to 34% for the last 2 years. Along with the announcement of a total of £6 billion boost for the NHS yesterday, the Chancellor Jeremy Hunt has confirmed that there will be a long-term funding settlement for the Future Development Corporation in Cambridge at the next spending review. This includes £10 million of investment for local transport and health infrastructure. Around £7 million of that will help connections to the Cambridge Biomedical Campus, and £3 million is for Cambridge University Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust to support its plans for growth. And the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency has announced two new approvals for diagnostic tools. One tool will aid the diagnosis of coronary heart disease, which is responsible for 68,000 deaths in the UK every year. The other will help prostate cancer diagnosis. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, with more than 44,000 new diagnoses every year in England. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.